Hello, hello. Konnichiwa. Guten Tag. Buenos tardes. This episode is sponsored by hammocks. Hammocks are great for relaxation and also brought to you by Strong. Strong Dry Ramune. Ramune flavored strong. This is Osake. Less than $1. Strong drinks in Japan can bring light to your never-ending work-life balance. Kanpai! So, for today's podcast video dual episode, James in Japan, James Japan, Japan James, whatever we're going to call it, I've got a list of topics that I'm going to talk about that I've created today. Today all day it's been way too windy to make any videos or podcasts outside, and inside, you know, the wind was rattling all the windows, so wouldn't have made for a good time at school. So unfortunately I couldn't be sponsored by my job to make this video, couldn't get paid to do it, but here is my official list of video ideas. So we have monk life, like at the temples around here. There's 88 official pilgrimage temples here in Japan, in Shikoku, and many other temples, and I've gotten to know one of the monks pretty well. Yoga life. So what's my yoga like here? What's the doing Japanese yoga like? Temple life. What's it like, you know, living at the temple and being at the temple and the different types of temples? Surfing. Surfing is a big topic here, specifically in Tokushima and Kochi. This is, you know, home to some of the best surfing Japan has to offer, specifically in the typhoon season when big swells arrive a few days before the typhoons do. Japanese food, which I just made some videos about, Japanese food, Japanese sweets, and I guess Japanese strong alcoholic beverage. This is my creative fuel for the evening. Ramune is this special bottle type they have in Japan, and it's got the glass marble in the very top, and you take the cap, you turn it upside down, and you plunge the glass ball into the drink, which releases the carbonation and lets you drink the beverage. This just happens to be a Ramune flavored alcoholic drink. Chuhai time. Dry Ramune by Sangria. So maybe I'll do an episode on Japanese alcohol as well. There's, you know, of course your sakes, your all different types of beers. You've got Asahi Super Dry and your Sapporo beer. Lots of different types. Lots of different types of Nihonshu as well. That's Japanese traditional sake. Whiskey's big here as well. Black Nikka is actually a brand of whiskey here that's very popular. It's got like a pirate guy as the mascot. Next on our list, we've got cooking Japanese food. I can make some videos cooking Japanese food as well. Podcasts for cooking Japanese food maybe won't work so well. Japanese house or Japanese apato. So I'm currently living in this Japanese apartment. It's 3-bedroom, 1-bath, pretty big sized kitchen, and genkan. And genkan is where the area you put your shoes, and there's some storage areas there as well. There's also a large hallway and very nice balcony. I've got two balconies. And all of this within a 5-minute walk from the beach for about $200 some a month. So you can't get that anywhere else in the world in a developed country with a world-class surf break just 10-minute walk away. So extremely lucky, and that brings me to why I'm here, which is the JET program. I can make a video about the JET program, my thoughts and feelings, and why I joined. And of course, current topic would be, you know, spring cherry blossoms, you know, spring festivals, all the things you can do here in springtime. And recently, COVID in Japan, Corona-19, coronavirus, has been a pretty big topic. You know, I've been going to work regularly, and this is now April 14th. While America has been locked down now more than a month, we are still hardly at work in Japan, and a few of my coworkers are wearing masks, so it doesn't seem to be too big of a deal. Springtime has been really great for the birds here. So Japan sits on a pretty major trans-Pacific bird route for the migratory birds in the world. So they'll stop by, you know, every season has its different set of birds. And right now has been a lot of colorful songbirds. The birds that looks like a swallow, maybe a Japanese swallow. I don't actually know what that looks like, but year-round they have these really big hawks. They've got the black crows and all sorts of herons that will live in around the river and the valleys throughout the year. The plants have been booming the last couple weeks. The farmer next door has been busily at work. She, you know, is up at sunrise and hopefully doesn't get too offended by me walking around naked. I don't think she can see, but she can see, but I don't think she can see through my windows there, but who knows. For this episode, I can read you some of the stuff I wrote while here in Japan. Hasn't been too much lately. I'm just getting back into the creative spirit. And let's see what I've got. This is the first about 10 days of me being here in Japan. So I started this titled Japan Day One. So these are just simple thoughts on how I was feeling and words to describe the emotions I had coming to Japan and then flying to Kaio a few days later. Japan Day One. Headache. Ah. Gyudon. Euphoria. Lost. Bath. Bed. Gyudon is a typical bowl with beef over rice, and it does not come with miso soup, as I found out. I just wanted soup and I got beef with rice, which was great. Japan Day 2. Bath. Shinto shrine. Workout. Breakfast. Long periods of sitting. Happiness. Boredom. New friends. Kanpai! So at the orientation we had, I think anywhere from 5 to 8 hours, can't remember, each day of sitting watching these painfully boring orientations and sitting through some of the worst questions I've ever heard, mostly from you know, the Americans. It was easy to pinpoint the accent out of the, at our orientation we had. Americans, Dutch, South Africans, and Australians and Kiwis were all there. I think the British and a few other groups of people had Canadians. They had a separate orientation. New friends, all of the new friends I made at orientation, I don't think I've had contact with any of them past September. I don't expect to see them, unfortunately. I love it here. I'm in my happy place, so. Sorry, friends. Japan Day 3. Tired. Coffee. Interactive. Laughter. Ramen. Observation. So, pretty simple day. We went to the observation deck. My roommates in the hotel and I went to the observation deck of the Tokyo Municipal Building, which is this really nice double skyscraper, and one side has a free observation deck. I highly recommend it if you're in Tokyo, whenever Tokyo opens up to travel again. Japan Day 4. This is in both Tokyo and Kaio, where I live. Workout. Breakfast. Excitement. Travel. Bureaucracy. New friends. Good food. Kanpai! So when I end with kanpai, that means, you know, I finish the day by drinking. So that day, the really short 1.5 hour flight from Tokyo to Tokushima, I got to see some really nice mountains on the way, but didn't see Fuji-san, Mount Fuji. Bureaucracy. There was a lot of paperwork involved. And I mean, you know, every simple thing you could imagine you had to sign for. And had to get an inkan, which is the stamp, the special stamp that all Japanese have and can actually use in place of a signature. Met my good friends here that I continue keeping to this day, all the ALTs in town. We have quite a large group of gaijin, including the boss gaijin, Jeff. Jeff Wu-sensei was my predecessor here, and he has his Japanese N1. He's really, really smart guy. Japan Day 6. Kaio Day 2. Sunrise, walk, ocean, surfs up, yoga, swim, school, yoroshiku onegai shimasu, awa dance. Kaio Day 3, sunrise, walk, ocean, river, meditation, school, ohayou gozaimasu, okonomiyaki, learning, shireshimasu, new friends, kanpai. So, ohayou gozaimasu means good morning. Okonomiyaki is a Japanese-style pancake, savory pancake. Really delicious, highly recommend. Shireshimasu is what you say. The full phrase is osaki ni shireshimasu, which means I'm sorry to go before you, but they've shortened it here to just shireshimasu, which you say when you leave. So I leave at 4 p.m. every day, which is a full hour and a half to 6 hours, depending on the day, before everybody else leaves. Which, unfortunately for everybody else, but that's just the way it is. The ALT's positions here are all part-time. They're 35 hours a week, legally mandated. Really good. Kaio Day 4. Sunrise. Kanbini. Surf. Kanbini. Relax. Zen. Free dive. Exhausted. Kanpai. So, Kanbini is short for convenience store. And I didn't go surf quite yet, I don't think. But we did go free diving. I think that was the last time I went free diving. I was too busy surfing every day to go spend much time paddling around the water with the snorkel. Kayo, day 5. Sunrise. Yoga. Meditation. Organize. Shavasana. Kaifugawa. Dinner with friends. Laughter. This must have been a pretty good day for me back then. I don't exactly remember this day, but must have been good. Didn't drink because it doesn't say kanpai. Kayo day 5. Sunrise. Typhoon. Bike. Mountain. Boar. Ocean. School. James tomoshimasu. Ocean. Sea spray. Ah. Soccer. So I think on this day was the calm before the storm with the typhoon. I took my bike up into the mountains. My bike I actually put in a big cardboard box and brought on the plane from the US. And saw my first inoshishi, wild boar. So this day I went to school. James tomoshimasu is like a really formal way to say my name is James. Went to the ocean, watched the big waves and the sea spray, which ended up rusting my bike out quite badly, so I had to fix it up pretty good. Ah, soccer. I actually found a soccer ball on the beach. I was really happy about that. Stop rustling around, you trash. Some trash rustling around under the hammock. And this was the last time I wrote anything in Japan. Kayo day 7. Raining. Clouds. Meditate. Write. Dot, dot, dot. Wave thunder. So, that's just some poetic writings. You know, just the pure emotions I was feeling. And I've really been meaning to write more. It's just, I'm not gonna say I'm busy. It's just, I'm just can't be bothered. Just sit down. I put my iPad sideways and I've got a keyboard, and so that's the way I write here. But just not that fun. I did write this other thing on also in August, but it's a bit lengthy. This one I'll put in my podcast with why I joined the JET program, because that's a good one. I've got quite a few short stories as well that I'd like to expand upon. I've sort of jotted down an idea. Think that would make a great short story. Let me try that. Okay, that ends today's podcast video. I hope you enjoyed. Today's podcast is brought to you by Strength, or Strong. Just Strong is okay. Strong drink, strong chip, strong man. Hope you enjoyed. Catch you next time. Sayonara.